Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The wife of State Senator John Hoffman is out of the hospital after being shot multiple times in what authorities believe was an assassination attempt. Yvette Hoffman was released from the hospital Thursday. She and her husband were shot early Saturday at their home in Champlin. Police say the 57-year-old suspect, Vance Belter, later went to the home of State Representative Melissa Hortman and fatally shot her and her husband, Mark. Senator Hoffman remains in serious but stable condition. A Woodbury lobbyist is in custody after allegedly threatening violence toward the state capitol Wednesday. Republican Representative Jim Nash of Waconia claims 41-year-old Jonathan Bond sent a text threatening in nature to his personal phone. He's awaiting threats of violence charges while sitting in the Carver County Jail. Food shelves across the state are feeling the pinch of federal cuts to food nutrition programs. Jessica Francis, the executive director of the Open Cupboard in Oakdale.
State of Minnesota is helping to step in and in some avenues, but they can't fill all of those gaps. And so that's the position that our food shelf and a lot of other food shelves are in.
Francis says food shelves across the state are also closely monitoring the proposed federal cuts to the SNAP food program, formerly known as food stamps. Currently, around 453,000 Minnesotans receive food assistance through SNAP. Much of Minnesota will be under an extreme heat warning this weekend, with temperatures soaring into the 90s and dangerous humidity pushing heat index values as high as 110 degrees. The National Weather Service says the warning is in effect from noon Saturday through 9 p.m. Sunday. Overnight lows won't offer much relief either, only dipping into the mid-70s and low 80s. Forecasters urge people to take precautions, stay hydrated, avoid direct sun, wear light, loose-fitting clothing, and limit outdoor activity to early morning or evening hours. More Minnesota students will soon be learning about gardening and agriculture when they return to the classroom. The Minnesota Farm to School Institute worked with school administrators and staff this week to come up with healthy eating programs for the new school year. Now each school will get a coach, says Kate Siebold from the Department of Agriculture. The Minnesota Twins and Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game interleague series tonight at Target Field. The Twins crushed the Reds 12-5 in Cincinnati, Ohio, Thursday afternoon to snap a six-game losing streak. Seven-game winner Joe Ryan is starting pitcher in the series opener. He'll face Milwaukee rookie right-hander Jacob Mizorowski. There should be a lot of Brewers fans in the ballpark for the Border Rivalry series this weekend. Grandma's Marathon Weekend officially kicks off this afternoon with the William A. Irvin 5K in Duluth. More than 2,900 runners are signed up this year. The Gary Bjorklund Half Marathon is scheduled to begin at 6 a.m. Saturday, and the 51st running of Grandma's Marathon begins at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Most of Minnesota is under extreme heat watch this weekend, and it's safe to say many Minnesotans will be cooling off in area lakes and rivers. Lisa Dugan with the DNR.
So far this season, there has been one water fatality. We're making sure that safety is top of mind.
Dugan says if you're heading out on the boat, be sure to have plenty of life jackets on board and always have a sober driver. This is MNN.